I'm Jennifer Cornell, and I just recently purchased a home in the Mapleton Mobile Home Park. I found this is a lovely community, and I'm so happy to be here. And so I've done a story on the park to kind of share it with everybody else. Well, the park is about 175 homes, and I moved in August. And you'll see as we're walking around this park, it's beautiful. We've got the Goose Creek up here, and so you can hear the birds and the... And looking from my trailer, we've got such a great view of the Flatirons and the mountains. It's amazing. One of my neighbors is Mark Reeder. He's lived here in the park for 30 years.
Hi, I'm Mark Reeder. I am from Mapleton Mobile Home Park, and I've lived in the park since May of 1986, so I'm coming up on my 30th anniversary.
Wow, that's excellent. So can you tell me then, if you've been there so long, how has the park changed over the years?
Well, its biggest change has been from a private ownership by the original owner, Lou Nuttall, to ownership by Thistle Communities. That transfer happened in 2004. There was an interim owner, which was the city of Boulder, from 1997 to 2004. So that ownership is the biggest change. One of the other changes is that the park is now self-managed by the residents with oversight by Thistle Communities.
Okay, but I know the city owned the park before, but there's still affordable housing programs there in the park. So what is the city's role in the park, do you know?
Well, the city's role in the park was huge. When they purchased the park from Lou Nuttall in 1997, they did so for two reasons. One was to put in the Goose Creek Flood Project, which runs through the park and was an excellent project. It actually protected all of the homes in the park from the September 2013 flood. But their other reason was to create a low and moderate income housing development for Boulder, and to add as many as 125 homes to that housing stock. They did this they bought the park with this intention, and they spent from 97 to 2004 working on that project. It was really a wonderful project.
So what other changes have you seen?
One of the big changes actually that the park management, the Mapleton Home Association, which is an organization run by the residents and manages the park, one of the things that the MHA has been doing is taking care of the trees that we have in the park. So when I moved in 1986, there was a huge canopy of trees, both willow trees and cottonwood trees, that were all coming to the end of their lives. So those trees would have to be pruned out, taken out of the park. And so the MHA has been responsible for that. But at the same time, the MHA is bringing in new trees so that we maintain the beauty of the park. And it's been a really wonderful effort on the part of the MHA. And the city, too. The city arborist has been involved to make certain that the trees are taken out properly, and also to make certain that new trees that are brought in fit the park.
Nice. Now, I know there's some rules or regulations on the trailers, the types of trailers, or the years of the trailer that are in the park, or is that not an issue?
Well, it's not really an issue because all of the mobile homes that are there are grandfathered into the park, and so the people continue to live in them. But we have a project going, an effort to bring in as many new homes as possible. So we are always encouraging people who have older homes, if they can afford it, to bring in new homes. And it's really quite affordable to bring in a mobile home. Whereas a stick-built house, say in Boulder, the average price of a regular stick-built house is $890,000. The average price of a mobile home is around $75,000 to $100,000, so the cost is much, much less for a mobile home than it is for a stick-built home.
That was Mark Reeder, a long-term resident of the Mapleton Mobile Home Park. We'll be right back. At the end of my block lives Tom Lewis, and in the lot behind him lives Gene Lingua.
I'm Gene. I've been here since pretty close to 81. I moved to Boulder, and I couldn't afford anything in Boulder back then. I had spent all my money having fun in Nepal and that, and I came to the Overlook that overlooked Boulder. My wife said, "We're going to live there." I said, "Oh, we can go to Texas. We got nothing." She said, "We're living there." Best move I ever made. And so that eventually brought me, and we found a place we could afford in this park. Moved in, and been here ever since. What a blessing.
I've been in Boulder 23 years, but I've been in the park 7, and it's the first place I've had of my own that I bought and could afford, and I love it here.
Yeah, Tom, it sounds like there's a different history to your personal trailer. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, my trailer's rather unique in that it was designed and built by the CU Architecture Department. So they took an existing, old, funky trailer, and they tore it down to the chassis and then rebuilt it to their own design. And I bought it in 2008, and it really wasn't quite finished inside, which was perfect for me because it gave me a chance to kind of do my thing, which entailed closing in the bathroom and building walls for the bedroom and putting in doors and finishing it off. So it's a lovely trailer. I'm very happy to have it.
You're listening to Voices from the Mapleton Mobile Home Park in Boulder here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Jennifer Cornell, and I recently bought my first home right here in the park. I've been meeting many of my neighbors. Back inside Gene Lingua's home, he and Tom Lewis reflect on the variety of people who live here.
There's certainly a lot of people who are really, they do a lot for the park, and they're doing it for everyone.
What do you mean?
Taking care of the trees and planting new trees and, yeah, the upkeep of the park and creating a community garden and
yes,
compost piles.
So that's one benefit of the park. What are some other benefits of the park?
Oh, living here, what I can afford. Oh my God, if it wasn't for this park, I wouldn't be able to live here. This is my home.
Right.
But it's not that just I live here. A lot of these people live here, maybe could afford something better, but they have downside, and they're more inner people. They're listening. They're blossoming inside, and a lot of people dedicate their time. I went up to the soup kitchen a few times and volunteered. Also, many things from the garden, my big squash. If I got too many, I take them down to the homeless shelter or some of the food banks. I give it away. Oftentimes in the fall, you'll see stuff laying across the little sidewalk across the street that are food, and we don't want them, we give it away.
Can you tell me about the garden?
Jennifer, that garden to me has been, I know it looks like a garden and it's beautiful, it's got all these plants, but that has been a spiritual part of my life. As all of us, we go through stresses and trials, and as we grow and age, something about that garden, I would go out in the morning and I would put my hands in the dirt. You're going to make me cry. Look at this. I do it, Tom. You put your hands in the dirt, you turn something over, and I become totally one with the shovel, with the dirt, and I bless this planet. I go down and say, "Thank you." Turn it over. "Thank you." Turn it over. How can I pass this, not only the food, but how can I pass this silent food inside my heart on? I still do that. So although this ground looks dry and dead, it will put up massive amounts of different seeds that have already fallen down. And I don't even wait for the seeds. The beautiful dandelions, dandelion salad, and you put the flowers on them. I think from the end of March to December, I don't really need a garden. I let it grow. My outside meditation spot. These don't get enough light for a lot of vegetables, but I do have beautiful honeysuckles and stuff on it like that. I love my little indoor outdoor planter boxes because I go to McGuckin's and I get the first thing is pansies, so I can look out the window, and even though it's white, I got a pansy. Now this is covered because I have things put away. These are sunchokes or Jerusalem artichokes, and I'll harvest those all winter, really, and then what's left I just set across the street or take them over to the homeless shelter or something.
And actually, I grow most of my own food on this little space. In fact, before you go, I've got two beautiful squashes for you, and I'm going to, they're wonderful. I'll give you those.
Okay.
Life of the garden. This is an overflow compost pile. Because once I started this, all of a sudden the neighbors want to help out. Now I got, oh my God, what do I do with all? And I'm not going to throw it out. So this is part of a compost pile that's about 2 years old. And I will let this get about this high, Maeve. And then what I'll do is I'll let it rest and I'll start another one somewhere else. And that dirt, this dirt is so black. I mean, that hasn't even started. Look at that.
Wow. Oh, I gotta smell it.
That's black gold. It doesn't smell. Good compost doesn't smell, honey. If it smells, it's not done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're listening to Voices from the Mapleton Mobile Home Park in Boulder here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Jennifer Cornell, and I recently bought my first home right here in the park.
My name is Simanta. I live in the Mapleton Mobile Home Park, and I've been here for 7 years. And it's a nice place to live. I like about the park that we all have our own place and we all have a yard, and we're trying to cooperate with each other to be more of a community and be better friends with each other and cooperate and like that. It's not like living so isolated, you feel more community neighborly.
Hi, I'm Dustin Facto. I live in Lot 3 of Mapleton Home Association.
Can you tell me, I know that there's a lot of people that have projects in the park, that the park is enabling them to complete their project that they have going. Can you tell me what projects you have going out there?
Sure, yeah. I have a decent-sized raised bed garden and two beehives and chicken coop full of about six chickens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been a lot of people in the community support it, and, you know, it's been the movement that started occurring around 2010 when I moved there. And since then, I'm not sure exactly the numbers, but there's probably, close to 10 or so units that have, you know, have an urban kind of farm feeling to it.
Very fun. So, can you tell me what exactly do you like about the park?
It's a great location. It's conveniently affordable for Boulder, especially, which is rare. So it's kind of a gem. Especially for me, it's a location. Like my wife is obsessed with walking everywhere. I walk everywhere. I work outside of Boulder, unfortunately, now. But when I did work in Boulder, it was very convenient.
Hi, my name is Anna Contessa, and I live in the Mapleton Trailer Park, and I like it because it's affordable and it allows me to live in Boulder, and otherwise I wouldn't be able to afford it here. And I do a lot of art, and I get to do a lot of great things because I live here. So, thank you.
So, Robin Collins, how long have you been in the park, and can you tell me a little bit about your lifestyle here?
Sure, I've been here 3.5 years, and my husband and I downsized. So we came and we're moving towards retirement, and it's just a great, wonderful place to live.
Those were some of the voices of residents of the Mapleton Mobile Home Association here in Boulder. I just moved in, and I'm excited for my first spring here to see what grows in my very own garden. Moving here has given me independence and security. After years of renting, I'm grateful to be able to own my own home and have my own garden. I have my beehive, I have my worm bin. It's freedom. For the first time, I live somewhere where I feel comfortable and safe. And I know I'll always be able to live here, even on my fixed income. Thank you. Gigi and You at the Mapleton Mobile Home Park. I'm Jennifer Cornell.